It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Well, I had a different piece of bumper music picked out originally, but now to highlight something here. I found out after I sent the original listen. By the way, Michael Langston is producing for us this afternoon. Usually he's hanging with like really talented people like John Rooney and Ricky Horton in the Cardinals booth, and he's stuck with me today. But Michael's filling in for Ethan and pulled the music. But this is the 30th anniversary release date. Sue, I hope you're not doing this in Sue's
nope,
news.
Not
I just
anymore.
Stole it from
no,
you.
I'm just kidding.
It's the anniversary of Wildflowers, and that is such a great record. You know, it's interesting. Tom Petty never really, I think he won one Grammy from it in 96. It was released in 94. It wasn't nominated for Record of the Year, which is just ridiculous. And I think some of the reception at the time was relatively lukewarm. This is now heralded as one of the best Petty records.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe one of the best records, period, because you got to remember some of the other things that came out of that, like this song here, You Don't Know How It Feels.
It.
And then just the title track in Wildflowers. And this is one of my favorites here, Honey Bee. I use this as a great bump here. And I will say this, for those of you like me who are Tom Petty fans, I was very lucky enough to see him here in St. Louis at Enterprise just a couple of months before he passed away. There is a great documentary on the making of Wildflowers called Somewhere You Feel Free, The Making of Wildflowers. I believe it streams on Hulu, but it's also available on Tom Petty's website at tompetty.com. And I highly recommend it. There's another really good documentary about Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers that's like 4 hours long. And I don't know where that one is streaming, but I watched that and it is outstanding as well. Now, I am a big Tom Petty fan, so
I'd
that's one
Tom
of the reasons
Petty.
That
yeah,
I would recommend it.
Yeah.
30 years after the release of Wildflowers. All right, we have, I want to mention a couple things before we get into Sue's news. Christian Toto will be here, right, Fred? We had to do a little pinch hit for Paul Hall today. Christian's been with us many times before. He's out in Denver. He has a website that's called HollywoodInToto.com. He also does a podcast, but there's a new Tom Hanks movie. Have you seen the trailers for this where they kind of de-age him?
It looks good.
Yeah, it looks a little weird, too.
It looks weird to me.
I haven't seen that.
Because remember
that
they did that in, what was the movie where they also de-aged people, the Scorsese?
They did in The Irishman.
Yeah, The Irishman.
Yeah. That I thought was
even in Ant-Man,
a little creepy.
They de-aged Michael Douglas and it looked really weird.
That one looked weird.
That was very weird.
Does this one look weird?
I think so. That's what I'm told. Christian will tell us. And then here, this is interesting. He asked the question, why is the new Clint Eastwood movie being buried by Warner Brothers? That's very curious. So we got Cusumano coming up. Jane, I haven't even asked you. We can talk about this with Frank. You and I were originally going to go to Tuscaloosa together, and I had to pull back on that with family priorities. I went to Houston to visit my son. Round about the second quarter of that game, I felt pretty good about that decision last week, Jane.
Yeah, I mean, we had great tailgating, which was awesome. And it was, and of course, we had seats where we didn't get shade until it was time to leave. And it was 88 degrees. And so with the heat index, it was really warm.
But your daughter goes there. You've been to games in that stadium.
Yes.
I've never been. It was it's still on
you
my bucket list.
You still need to do it.
I know.
Because, Dixieland Delight happens and you're like, wow. A night is actually even better. Day games are fun, but night games are really interesting.
I heard that, and I think you might have even told me this, that there was pretty good representation from the Tiger faithful.
No, it was incredible, actually. So we tailgated. Got out there bright and early. Ton of Mizzou people. I saw a bunch of my law school classmates.
Aww.
I saw people that I didn't even know were going to be down there. And they had a really good showing. And we sat above the Mizzou group. I was surprised by the number. So it was fun. And everybody got along. It was great. And I felt bad for Brady Cook. You knew when that happened that it was not.
Michael, are you, Are you big Mizzou?
Oh, yeah. What? So I went there. I got my master's
from
there.
Yeah, I think I knew that, but I didn't know if you followed.
Truman School. I have season tickets for football.
So what are your thoughts? Because as a terrible fan, I just turned the game off last weekend, and I just, you know, I just felt, because I'm a Mizzou fan and we know what happens, that this was going to be a failure of a season. It's hard to say it's a failure because there's still plenty left. But
Drew Pine is not, this isn't entirely on him because we're not
backup quarterback.
Yeah, we're not using the playbook to him. The playbook strengths are to Brady.
Yeah.
Right.
And it felt like early on we were playing way too conservative because we do have these other teams that we're playing, like Alabama, A&M, and we didn't feel like we wanted to crack open the whole playbook yet. Because then we don't want them to be able to look at the film and go, oh, well, on this kind of play,
exactly.
If we, and our O-line just...
I felt sorry for Pine.
Our actual backup had Tommy John because he also plays baseball, Sam Horn.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Tommy John,
Drew Pine,
so he's out.
He's the kid that went to Notre Dame, didn't he?
Yeah. At the same time, I mean, you know, Sam Hartman also went to Notre Dame, and look how he's been playing lately. So it's just... You got dealt a bad hand. You got a new O coordinator in. It's taken some time.
There's still plenty of season left. Yeah. Here's what I'll say. They're not going to lose this weekend. Oh, yeah, there's a bye.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, we normally do a little bit of music here, but we already heard about Tom Petty, and I really didn't have anything else. I swear I didn't.
Okay, good.
But on this day in history, I just find this stuff interesting. 224 years ago today, in 1800, our second president, John Adams, became the first president to move into the White House.
Wow.
Yep.
And it was 224 years ago today. All right, we've got good news. If you are traveling for the holidays and your flight gets canceled, that new law that we talked about went into effect this week that requires airlines to issue actual refunds if you don't want another ticket.
And I heard that part of the thinking for that is that if an airline is forced to actually do that, they'll try really hard not to cancel.
Yep, exactly. It's supposed to give them that motivation. Now, you can still do anyone you want. If you just want another ticket, that's fine. But if it screwed you up enough that you really just need to give up on the whole thing, they are supposed to give you your money back.
Well, you know, and they'll work hard to get you an alternative,
right,
too.
Yeah.
This is one of those things where I really wish, especially as a libertarian conservative, that the government did not need to get involved. But the airlines would not do the right thing.
No.
So the government, unfortunately, had to get involved.
They say that the airlines must give you a refund within 7 business days if you bought a ticket on a credit card, and within 20 days, now that's just calendar days, if you used another form of payment. I don't know. Are you writing a check and
or
sending
debit,
it in?
Or
I don't know what you're doing.
What if it's a business credit card? How does that play into it?
Just credit card is credit card, I believe. So it should be okay. All right, and it's the first day of November, so we do 6 things, or some things, how about that, to look forward to in November. Don't forget, we fall back this weekend.
Yes. I know. See, that I love getting the extra hour. I do.
Yes.
It's much easier on this end than it is on the spring end.
Well, we've been losing our light very rapidly here, leaving at 6 o'clock, and next week it'll be pitch black.
It's
6.
Over.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it will. And we have to, but see, this was so much more difficult before we had cell phones that told us what time it was automatically all the time.
That's true.
And we had to go back and people would be late for church, but it doesn't really happen anymore, you know? Election day, of course, on Tuesday. Fred, have you pre-voted? Are you and I the only
ones?
I'm
going to try and
Jane,
do it this weekend.
Yeah,
haven't?
I'm going to try to do it this weekend or even Monday.
Hang on, wait,
Michael,
there's an election on Tuesday?
What? Yeah, you've already voted.
I did, I voted Wednesday.
I make it a tradition, I vote on election day.
Yeah.
Michael, I have always said that, and I was going to take a stand again this year, but then I started thinking about it, and I didn't want to wait in like a 90-minute line, so I went on Wednesday, especially since I'm doing all the election coverage. And it went pretty well, but I get it. I've always been proud to go on election day and stand in the line.
So what I do is I bring a buddy of mine, and he normally wouldn't have voted otherwise, but the election place, the Heights, is right next to his house, so I just go park at his place
and walk over there. That might or may not be a good... How's he voting? That's what we want to...
In sports, the NASCAR Cup Series Championship is November 10th. Boxing match between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson will stream on Netflix on November the 15th.
Forgot about that one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So
wait a minute.
Jake Paul's an MMA guy?
No,
is that
boxing,
right or not?
Boxing.
He's a boxer, too?
He's a boxer. So okay. Jake Paul came from, like, YouTube and all that other dumb stuff.
Okay.
He's very stupid. But
well,
no, when he got into it, it's been boxing. He handpicks his fighters. Okay, that he fights right. against.
I'm not as familiar
with him. Pick Tyson. All right.
Well,
then.
Yeah, yeah. There's a reason.
He's yeah. old. Yeah. The biggest movies hitting theaters this month include Gladiator 2 and Wicked.
Oh,
on November the 22nd.
Steve's brother, Norbert, two-time Tony Award winner in the original cast
That's
of Wicked,
right.
was at the film two nights ago.
He is related to him.
Yeah, we should have asked Steve.
Steve's other brother, Tim, was my teacher in elementary school.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the Butts family is a big family
in St.
Louis.
Yeah, yeah, but Norbert
they're
is
everywhere.
Awesome, and I follow him on Instagram, and he was at the premiere on Wednesday
night. And he's Bill Belichick
now. Yeah, he's Bill Belichick in the
right.
Aaron Hernandez
yeah.
story. Right.
Aw. With that 20-year-old girlfriend. Maybe that's the end.
And he was my date for Springsteen on Broadway, no, it was.
Oh, that's right. On TV, Yellowstone is back for part two of their fifth season. And the new comedy series, St. Denis Medical, premieres on NBC on the 12th. And Cobra Kai, for the peoples that like
it. Oh, wow.
Part two of the sixth season hits Netflix on the 15th. Finally, the holidays, of course, Veterans Day on the 11th and Thanksgiving on the 28th.
It's late, though. It's like the last week this year.
It is late.
You forgot deer hunting. This is the youth season for deer hunting. How about deer hunting season in a couple weeks? Firearms, deer. I can't believe you didn't highlight that.
Yeah,
so I really can't. I'm shocked by that.
Since Jane is here, we have food. It is the National Sandwich Day. Now, National Sandwich Day is on Sunday.
Okay.
So a poll for it looked at the most popular sandwiches in America. All right. What would be the number one?
Okay, but burger is not considered a sandwich,
no.
right?
No. Okay. I'm going to start at number 8, and then we'll narrow it down, see if you people can guess.
I don't know if I can name 8 sandwiches right now.
Oh, you can. When you hear this, you go,
okay.
yeah. Number 8, meatball subs.
Ooh, I like those.
19, okay. I love a meatball
pretty
sub.
Good.
Yeah. yeah.
Number 7, peanut butter and jelly. 21%.
That's 7?
I would think that'd be higher.
That's big with the
especially
NFL.
Especially after the Smucker stuff with the NFL. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah you would think.
Crustables.
But that's only 21% of people say, yeah, that's my favorite. Egg salad sandwiches. 21%.
Wait, okay, I'm throwing the challenge flag. There's no, and I like a good egg salad sandwich.
I
that's more popular than peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Well, it's actually. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Tied.
Okay.
But they put peanut butter and jelly a little below. Tuna sandwich, 24% of people say that's their favorite. Ham sandwich, wah, wah.
Again, boring.
I like ham. The war on ham.
It's boring. Yeah,
you also like candy corn and...
yes, I do. And Peeps.
Peeps,
and
yes.
Peeps.
So
that's
you're well
solid.
Established.
What about ham and Peeps?
Okay. Number 3, a turkey sandwich that we all enjoy Thanksgiving.
Like
number 2, chicken sandwiches. This includes fried chicken. What has been left out? What is number 1, Mark Reardon?
Oh, I know.
I don't know, like a salami sandwich or
grilled
something
cheese.
Like that.
Grilled cheese.
Jane Tucker.
I knew it.
Okay, now I can see grilled cheese being the top
Absolutely.
Pick.
Yes. 42% of people said that is their favorite. The average American eats 6 sandwiches a week. That is not me. Or
I
just
don't
over
eat
300
sandwiches
a
month, I don't think, believe
don't
it or not.
Think, yeah, no. I don't. Yeah, that doesn't. Yeah, no.
They say it makes up around 30% of the average person's diet.
That's probably why the bread aisle is so full all the time.
Maybe.
There's so much bread.
46% said they could eat only sandwiches for the rest of their life, and it wouldn't be a big deal.
Hold on. Was this taken before or after Shane Gillis's set went viral about the grilled cheeses?
Yeah, who knows? And then, how do you cut your sandwich? Which makes it taste better?
Triangle.
Half,
triangle.
Or triangle.
Triangle.
Diagonal.
Duh. I go back and forth, believe it or not. Some days I'll cut in half, and then sometimes,
yesterday. If it's half, you're a dork.
Yesterday I had a little cheese and salami sandwich. I did the diagonal.
I like cheese and salami. Yum.
Yeah, cheese
I
and
love salami.
Wow.
You know, before you get away, are you still on sandwiches?
Yeah, go right ahead.
No, I don't want to interrupt. Go ahead. I hope when you're done.
Hall of
Famer.
I have another food item.
Okay.
On Halloween, we had people over. someone brought a soda that I thought of Jane when I tried it. It was the Coca-Cola Oreo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you I bought I bought and I forgot to bring them for us. Uh-huh. I have the Coca-Cola Oreos for us to taste.
Have you tried them yet?
Yes.
And? Well, we'll have to taste.
We'll have to do the taste test.
You're going
to
be very proud of me. You know what I brought my son in Houston last week?
Apple Jacks. Did he love them? Did he say it was
the end-all, be-all? The Apple Jacks Pop-Tarts
are literally the best. I mean, we called it. Fred and I called it and said, that's the number one.
I have to ask him because I left it for he and Natalie, and I haven't asked him if he tried it yet, but they're
delicious.
Yeah,
we need reviews.
In science news this week, the infinite monkey theorem has come out. It is the idea that on a long enough time scale, even a monkey hitting random keys could type the complete works of Shakespeare. Huh? That's an important study.
Okay.
But a study found the monkey wouldn't really have time, probably in their lifetime. Every star in the universe would burn out long before it could happen, but it could happen. And why we are spending money on these things, I have
no
idea.
Hence the theorem. Yeah.
We were just talking about Tom Hanks, and of course, he's got a movie coming out, therefore he is making all of the rounds.
And we're going to talk about it with Kristen coming up.
Yeah, so I'll talk about that probably on Monday. Finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Something you haven't thought about. Astronauts in space can't do laundry. So dirty clothes from the International Space Station get sent out into space to burn up in Earth's atmosphere.
Really?
And there you have it.
So it's basically disposable clothing if you're an astronaut?
Yeah, you have nowhere to go shopping.
All right.
Well, there you go. Tom Petty, Wildflowers, 30 years ago today. Christian Toto talking movies and entertainment. Coming up next. But you will be,
honey. It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app